5 Children's Books That Celebrate Winter. Winter is a great time to introduce children to the joy of reading. What better subject matter than the enchanting season of winter? As the world puts on draperies of mist and snow, find a quiet corner with your little one to read some books together. I recommend the following children's books, from board books to picture books, that celebrate winter in some way. Annie and the Wild Animals by Jan Brett. This picture book tells of little Annie's attempts to find a new pet after her cat runs away. Annie places corn cakes at the edge of the forest by her house, hoping to lure in an animal that she can tame and turn into a companion. But the wild animals that come, more every day, aren't particularly friendly or tame. Eventually, Annie runs out of corn cakes and the wild animals leave. Annie thinks her project was a failure, but a twist brings unexpected success. Jan Brett's inimitable illustration style lovingly renders the majesty of the northern woods and northern animals in winter with careful attention to detail. The intricate borders of each picture, which help tell the story, make it easy to spend a long time engrossed in every page. Her work is a delight. Somehow, Brett captures the chill of winter and its austere beauty in books that still feel cozy. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis. This modern classic takes place almost entirely in the winter wonderland of Narnia, a place of perpetual ice and snow due to a spell cast over the land by the White Witch. When 4 siblings from our world, Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy, stumble into the magic country through an old wardrobe in an English estate, they discover that a prophecy has long foretold their coming. Their mission is to defeat the White Witch, end the perpetual winter, and become the rightful kings and queens of Narnia. Although the winter landscape pervading the book is technically part of a curse, it nevertheless captures something of the beauty and magic of snowy woods and hills, which can feel like another world on a moonlit winter's night. The setting adds to the power and mystery of Lewis's tale. The siblings travel through alien, frozen landscapes filled with marvelous creatures. As a chapter book, this entry is suitable for slightly older children who can read independently. It's also a great read aloud. Friendly Gables by Hilda Van Stockham. Friendly Gables is the 3rd volume in the Mitchells series of chapter books by Hilda Van Stockham. This book doesn't technically take place in winter, but the first line of the book, "It was the 21st of March, the birthday of spring, but in Canada winter still reigned," explains why it's on this list. This book relates the many escapades of the Mitchells, a family of 7 children living in Quebec just after World War II. From the birth of the twins to school fights, making maple syrup, and first school dances, this book has elements that will excite a wide range of young readers. The older siblings become mentors to the younger ones, helping them get out of scrapes. The tight-knit family will steal your heart as they learn to navigate the many trials of childhood. This story reflects the joys of everyday life in a large family. Christmas with the Rural Mail by Lance Woolaver, illustrated by Maud Lewis. This board book will delight with its vibrant colors and soothing poem by folk artist Maud Lewis. The book follows the journey of a mail sleigh as it delivers Christmas parcels throughout old Nova Scotia. The traveling structure of the narrative allows Maud to give readers a montage of old-fashioned Nova Scotia life. Ships are drawn up on the shore, children play on a frozen river, Clydesdales haul lumber, and birds settle into their nests. Much of the pleasure of the book derives from its simplicity and the nostalgia it evokes. The rhymes flow gently off the tongue, pitter-pattering like the horse's hooves. Owl Moon by Jane Yolen. Owl Moon is a picture book that filled me with wonder as a child, that I have more vivid memories of my parents reading this book to me than probably any other. Yolen's tale, illustrated with grace and subtlety by John Shaner, won the Caldecott Medal, and with good reason. The simple story is about a father who takes his daughter owling one a cold winter's night. The two of them tramp through the woods, making owl calls, trying to attract one of the enigmatic old birds. The narration reads almost like poetry, sweet, expectant, and melancholy. It's rich in imagery and thought-provoking comparisons. Shaner's wide-open illustrations of nighttime winter landscapes complement the words perfectly. They're hauntingly beautiful and deeply mysterious. When you look at the pictures, you can feel the hush and crystalline peace that rests over the frozen world, transforming everything to glass by moonlight. Overall, this is a triumph of children's literature that celebrates the mystery of wild things, the grandeur of winter, the power of hope, and the relationship between fathers and their children. There are, of course, countless more beautiful children's books that explore the wonder of winter. But these selections will get you started and help pass the quiet winter evenings.